Bonjour, Jenna Suru pour la radio du cinéma. Je suis rejointe sur le tapis rouge du Holy Shirt Film Festival par Andreas Deja pour son film Nyushka, animation de court-métrage. Bonjour Andreas.
Merci beaucoup.
Such a profound story. Can you give us a little bit of an insight here on the opening red carpet?
Yeah, so after spending 30 years as a supervising animator at Disney Animation, I thought maybe it's time to do my own thing. And I came up with the idea for a human-animal relationship, in this case a little girl and a tiger cub. So this girl raises the tiger cub, and as the tiger gets big, of course the two of them bond, but the girl also finds out they're in trouble because there are some bad people around them who want to kill the tiger and sell him. So the only thing she can think of is taking him into the forest where she found him as a cub, and hopefully he will become a wild tiger, but things don't go according to plan exactly. So that's in a gist what's happening in the film.
You've had so much experience in animation. Can you talk to us about making this film an animation? I understand that originally it was meant to be a live action.
This film was always conceived as an animated film, because that's what I do. That's what I've done at Disney all those 30 years. You know, I worked on Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Roger Rabbit, all of those hand-drawn films. So I wanted to continue in that art form and just express myself a little bit more personally.
And maybe also to qualify for an Oscar?
That's sort of the dream, the goal, so fingers crossed on that one.
What do you hope international audiences here at Holy Shorts to pick away from your film?
I think to remind people that moving drawings can still move audiences and make you feel something, that it's not an old-fashioned thing. Because people now are so used to computer-generated films, and I want to remind people, artists can still draw these stories and really make you feel something very strong, and hopefully encourage some kids to get into that kind of a field and draw.
And I mean, this is quite an important year also for the festival. Is this the world premiere of your film being followed by many other premieres? How much do you think film festivals bring to an animation work?
Well, we've done already a few festivals. We were in Frankfurt in Germany recently. We were in Spain at a festival called Animayo. We picked up an award in Palm Springs recently at the Palm Springs Film Festival. So you just submit and you get accepted or you don't, but we go to all of them that we get accepted and just really enjoy. And that's really is the main thing, sharing the film and seeing the film with a new audience and feeling the vibe in the theater. That is just a wonderful feeling.
And is there also a form of universality at the end of the day, having an animation that is handmade, like in good old days? Like, is it a form of maybe sharing love with the audience?
Yeah, it's just telling a story that has a lot of passion in it, and it's a bittersweet ending. I can't give the ending away, of course, but I think it just teaches you. It also teaches you about the idea of owning a tiger, as exciting as that might be, but it's also dangerous, and maybe it's not such a good idea. That's sort of the underlying theme of the story.
Félicitations. C'était pour la radio du cinéma.
Merci beaucoup. Merci à vous.